It's Tuesday, the 18th of March, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology today unveiled the official portrait of President-elect Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. The swearing-in ceremony will take place on Independence Day. Nicknamed NNN, Nandi-Ndaitwah has made history as Namibia's first female president. The 72-year-old secured over 57% of the vote in the 2024 presidential election, while her closest rival, Panduleni Tula, received 26%. Meanwhile, with Parliament being dissolved this week, President Nangolo Mbumba will deliver his final speech to the 7th Parliament later today. Here is the Speaker of the National Assembly, Professor Peter Kashavivi, with more.
The Parliament will be reconvened to offer an opportunity to bid farewell to our current president, Dr. Nangolo Mbumba. This is an event where we'll basically say one or two things and to wish him well. 19th of March will be the day when basically we're bidding farewell to each other, and for me as a speaker to thank everybody and to wish them well. So that is the final day for the sitting of the current parliament.
The F.W. de Klerk Foundation says South Africa's fiscally constrained position continues to severely impact the full enjoyment of all rights and freedoms for citizens. The foundation has released its annual report card for 2024, which evaluates the degree to which rights and freedoms in the Bill of Rights are being enjoyed. The foundation's vice chairperson, Christina Teichmann.
Many people in South Africa are still trapped in poverty, and the inequality in this country is higher than anywhere else in the world. But human rights are not just about providing tangible and measurable goods such as houses, building hospitals, or giving out social grants. Human rights address deeper issues, often not visible to the eye.
Sweden has announced new funding of $2 million to support Uganda's response to the ongoing Sudan Ebola virus outbreak. The funding will strengthen efforts in affected districts of Kampala, Mbale, and Jinja. Michael Baleke reports.
The Swedish Ministry of International Development, Cooperation and Trade says the funding will help reinforce Uganda's national and local systems to curb the spread of Ebola. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, in partnership with Uganda's Ministry of Health, will use the funds to set up emergency treatment and isolation units, improve water and sanitation services, provide food, psychosocial support, and life-saving medical supplies. Uganda is strengthening its fight against Ebola, ensuring essential health services continue while protecting children, women and families from further spread of the disease. A total of 12 confirmed cases have so far been reported.
And Israel has launched a wave of deadly airstrikes across Gaza in its biggest attack since a ceasefire took effect in January, with at least 220 people killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he ordered the strikes because of a lack of progress in talks to extend the ceasefire. Hamas has meanwhile warned that the airstrikes are a death sentence for the remaining hostages. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, says they will show no mercy on their enemies, including Hamas.
The Israelis, I think, on one hand, you could argue they're pressuring Hamas. On the other, I think this is a prelude to the inevitable reality that there's not going to be a phase two negotiation. The most likely scenario in fits and starts will be a resumption. Israel's resumption of the war against Hamas in Gaza.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.